In this bulletin, world leaders meeting in Brussels over the Russian-Ukraine conflict, Jamaica set to become the second Caribbean island to cut ties with the Commonwealth, and Melbourne City claims victory over the Brisbane Roar, while Melbourne Victory draws with Western United. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyers. NATO will shore up its forces in Eastern Europe to deter Russia from attacking any of the alliance's member countries. US President Joe Biden has arrived in Brussels for an emergency meeting of NATO members being held to discuss the Ukraine conflict. NATO already has some 40,000 troops along its eastern border and is expected to set up further multinational battle groups numbering up to 1,500 troops each in Hungary, Slovakia, Romania and Bulgaria. NATO's Secretary-General Jens Stoltenberg says the alliance will also likely offer further assistance to Ukraine to protect against chemical, biological and nuclear threats.
President Putin's invasion is brutal, and the human suffering is horrifying and painful to witness. We are determined to do all we can to support Ukraine. But we have a responsibility to ensure that the war does not escalate beyond Ukraine and become a conflict between NATO and Russia.
The United States has made a formal declaration that Russia has committed war crimes in Ukraine. The US is basing its determination on evidence of indiscriminate and deliberate attacks against civilians and the destruction of apartment buildings, schools, hospitals, shopping centres and other sites. The US State Department's Beth Van Schaack says the evidence it's collected will be shared with allies, partners and international institutions tasked with investigating allegations of war crimes and crimes against humanity.
I want to reiterate our solidarity for the people of Ukraine. We are committed to pursuing full accountability for war crimes in Ukraine using all of the tools that are available to us, including criminal prosecutions. As the Secretary said, those who are responsible for such abuses must be held accountable.
Here, Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Australia would share the US assessment based on what the government has seen. Another 11 people with COVID-19 have died in Victoria, while the state has recorded a further 10,259 new cases. There are 244 people with COVID in hospital. And in New South Wales, 8 more people with the virus have lost their lives. That state has recorded 24,803 new infections, with 1,180 people with COVID in hospital. The federal government will establish a new national register for convicted terrorists. The register is part of an $87 million national security package in the federal budget, which will also fund support for anti-terror agencies who tackle high-risk offenders. 144 people have been charged with 71 counter-terrorism-related operations around Australia since 2014. Home Affairs Minister Karen Andrews says the register will be for terrorists currently serving prison time, 18 of whom are due for release in the next 4 years.
If and when those offenders are released, we need to make sure that they are properly monitored and surveilled. So we have passed relevant legislation to make sure that we can either keep these people in prison for longer, or in the event that they are released, that they can be subject to extended supervision orders.
Jamaica is set to become the second Caribbean island to cut ties with the Commonwealth. Jamaica gained its independence from the United Kingdom in 1962 after 300 years of British rule, but remained within the Commonwealth. But Jamaican Prime Minister Andrew Holmes has indicated during a visit by Prince William and Kate that his nation intends to leave the Commonwealth after Barbados did last November. In sport, Melbourne City has extended its A-League men's winning streak to 8 consecutive matches after a 2-1 win over the Brisbane Roar. City claimed the win despite missing several key players, including 4 Socceroos who will be facing off against Japan in Sydney in a World Cup qualifier. And Melbourne Victory has drawn 1 goal all with Western United. The draw extends both teams' winless runs to 3 games, with United second behind Melbourne City and Victory sitting sixth. Well, now the weather. Perth, sunny and 32 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 23. Similar for Melbourne, a top of 20. Hobart, partly cloudy and 20 degrees. Canberra, a shower or two and 22. Wollongong, showers at times, 21. Sydney, much the same, 22. Newcastle, showers and 23. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 29. Cairns, sunny and 31. And Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.